Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. We'll kick off this week's Radio Hour with a nice jolly song about nuclear war. Seconds is one of the few U2 songs where The Edge does lead vocals. That's U2 and Seconds, from this week's featured album, War. War was released in early 1983 and was U2's first overtly political album. Bono said of the album's title that war seemed to be the motif for 1982. I'm not sure about that, since you could say the same for just about any other year in history. Such is the human condition.
Your booty when your back is bent. else went. As serious as things do seem, at least you put me on the team. And friends do rule supreme.
Okay.
Oh, pardon you mean
the trees
with
the
a capital
trees.
C
in the trees.
And who would have thought
in the trees
with
the
a capital
trees.
Note
in the trees
in between the lines. Canals to lift the heart of my morale, to know that we are pals.
Yes.
Oh, Vanity Fair with a capital B, you give me a share. You take it from me. Oh, jolly good show. With a capital O. It's tripping to go. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
That's Ian Dury and the Blockheads and Inbetweenies from their 1979 album, Do It Yourself. One of my favourite album titles is called Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, which was released by the Small Faces in 1968. Ogden's Nut Gone Flake was the final album by the Small Faces. They split up in early 1969. Later that year, a posthumous album was released called Autumn Stone, and this is the title track.
I till you change my mind. Love is sent through me and good to you. Glad you were somewhere. Somewhere hard to find. Only what you always were, it's true. I'm looking for an open door where I can sit and play in peace with you.
Faces and the Autumn Stone. Sunday Bloody Sunday is probably the most played track from the War album and is one of U2's best known songs. It takes its title from the infamous Bloody Sunday incident in Northern Ireland in 1972 when the British Army opened fire at a civil rights protest. 14 of the protesters were killed in full view of the public and the press. When the War album was released in 1983, Sunday Bloody Sunday was widely misunderstood. Bono never intended the song to be an anthem for the Republican cause. Instead, it was an angry cry against the men of violence on both sides of Northern Ireland's sectarian divide. Bono later confessed that he had to tone down the original lyrics to the song because he was worried it might put the band members' lives in danger.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How long?
that's U2 and Sunday Bloody Sunday, which once again is sort of stating the obvious. This is my fourth radio hour now, and it's killing me. These shows don't go out live, but I treat them as though they are live, and it's high pressure stuff. How people do this for a living, I just do not know. Onwards and upwards. Joni Mitchell never actually made it to Woodstock. Instead, her manager insisted that she appear on a TV talk show. That's Joni Mitchell and Woodstock. If you listen to a lot of radio, you might have noticed that presenters are quite often off sick. This isn't because radio people are any weaker or feebler than the rest of us. It's because even the slightest cold can completely bugger up your voice and your ability to project into a microphone. Idiot that I am, I've chosen one of the fiercest winters for years in which to launch local Radio France. Matters aren't helped by the fact that the studios here have no central heating. But as the old saying goes, life is a cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum, so come to the to have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, and as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea when I go. I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, it isn't that long a stay. Life is a cabaret, old chum. It's only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
That's Liza Minnelli and Cabaret, from the film of the same name, which came out in 1972. Hand in Glove was the Smiths' debut single in 1983. It never made the charts. The following year, Sandy Shaw did a cover version that was more successful, reaching number 27 in the UK charts. This is the magnificent original version by the Smiths.
We'll be right back.
Smiths and Hand in Glove. Take 5 by the Dave Brubeck Quartet is so named because it uses a 5/4 metre, which was unusual for jazz records back in 1959. The piece was written by Paul Desmond. When Desmond died in 1977, he left the royalty rights for Take 5 with the American Red Cross, which has since received royalties of around $100,000 per year.
Thank you.
the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Take Five. New Year's Day was released as a single in January 1983, 1 month before the War album was released. Apparently, the song was inspired by the Polish Solidarity Movement. I've never quite got that one. But by one of those strange coincidences with which the world of rock and roll is strewn, the Polish government lifted restrictions on Solidarity on New Year's Day 1983. This was after the song had been written and recorded.
Thank you.
New Year's Day, U2. Ceogan is a traditional Welsh lullaby of unknown origin. John Williams wrote a score for it for the 1987 film Empire of the Sun, and it became an intrinsic part of the soundtrack. Ceogan is the only piece of film music I know of that is sung in Welsh. In the mid-1970s, Stevie Wonder was one of the most talked about figures in pop music, with a string of successful albums behind him. But Wonder was not a happy bunny. He was angry at the way the US government was running the country, and was seriously thinking of quitting the music business and emigrating to Ghana to work with handicapped children, or so his publicist said. A new contract with Motown changed Wonder's mind. The contract was laid out as a 7-year, 7LP, $37 million deal and gave Wonder full artistic control. At the time, it was the highest paid record contract that had ever been awarded. The first of those seven albums was called Songs in the Key of Life, and it was released in 1976. This is Summer Soft.
Wakes you up with a kiss to start the morning off. In the midst of herself playing Santa Claus, she brings gifts through her grave. Morning rain gently plays her rhythms on your windowpane, giving you no clue of when she plans to change, to bring rain or sun. And so you wait to see what she'll do. Is it sun or rain for you?
answer he begins, forcing danger's way with his breeze. Morning's low, placed hell a winter ball for you to throw. But just where will he never let you know? If it's no more clear days you'll find.
And so you.
Stevie Wonder and Summer Soft from the Songs in the Key of Life album. Our final track from the War album is called Like a Song. I've no idea what Like a Song is about, but I like it as a song because it has so much raw energy, energy that seems to infuse into the rest of the songs on the War album.
Yeah.
That's You Too and Like a Song. Next week's featured album is, of course, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake by The Small Faces. Don't miss that one. And to finish, it's Van the Man. Did You Get Healed?
Did you get me?